Good afternoon. Rather chilly on this first of the three-day holiday weekend days as temperatures in many locations drop back into the 30s, but now are recovering nicely with a good deal of sunshine and high pressure and control across interior New York and New England. Although we will fall several degrees short of our average highs for this time of year, it will be pleasantly cool with readings generally in the lower to mid-60s. Some places across the higher terrain will stay in the 50s through the afternoon. Some puffy fair-weather cumulus clouds could develop across the higher terrain. Otherwise, we'll have a good deal of sunshine right on through the latter portion of the day. With high pressure and control overnight, skies will be mostly clear and temperatures will drop off quickly again, but we'll put a stop to the free fall with a developing breeze and some clouds moving in. Readings will bottom out in the lower to middle 40s. As we get into the day on Sunday, that same high pressure center will drift off the eastern seaboard and we'll begin a return southerly wind flow. This will help push temperatures above normal with a good deal of sunshine mixed with some clouds for Sunday as highs reach back into the lower and middle 70s. As we get into the holiday itself on Monday, a big ridge of high pressure will begin to take hold across the eastern part of the country and out over the open Atlantic. A southwesterly wind flow aloft will allow temperatures to reach well into the 70s and lower 80s on Monday, but with the advancement of that milder air, we also run the risk of a few late-day showers and thunderstorms, especially across northern New York and New England. That strong ridge of high pressure will only strengthen further through the middle of next week and will be on the eastern periphery of a trough out toward the middle of the country. Disturbances riding in and along that trough will remain out to our west, but be close enough to initiate a few scattered showers and thunderstorms each day, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. High temperatures, meanwhile, will push well up into the 80s as we go through the middle and latter portion of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over parts of Oklahoma and Texas, and also a slight risk of severe storms over parts of eastern Colorado. A cool pool of air aloft will combine with afternoon heating and the development of moderate instability. This, combined with favorable low-level and deep-layer vertical shear, will produce supercells capable of gusty winds, hail, and isolated tornadoes. Outside of this severe weather, more heavy rain is expected in the southern plains, and flood watches and warnings remain in effect for almost all of Texas and Oklahoma, a large part of eastern Kansas, and the western parts of Missouri, Arkansas, and Louisiana. And in Colorado, with southeasterly low-level winds expected east of the foothills, supercells with large hail are likely today. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 97 degrees at Winter Haven, Florida, to a low of 24 at Bradford, Pennsylvania. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and breezy in the upper 60s, Boston, sunny, breezy, mid-60s, and in Buffalo, sunny and breezy with highs right around 60 degrees. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 72 degrees, the average low, 49. The record high, 93, set in 1964, and the record low, 36, in 1967. Sunrise this morning was at 5:26 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:19 p.m., 14 hours and 53 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, breezy, and cool today, with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, breezy, and cool today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, breezy, and cool today with highs in the lower 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, breezy, and cool today with highs in the mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90, mostly sunny, breezy, and cool today with highs in the lower 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, mid to upper 70s. Monday, a mix of sun and clouds with a scattered shower or thunderstorm, lower to mid 80s. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, a mix of sun and clouds, scattered showers and storms, middle to upper 80s, and a chance of a few showers and thunderstorms on Friday as well, with highs once again in the 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.